And one girl said to me, "Why do you have to put God in everything?" "Because he is my everything. He is my everything. That's my conversation." And I'm slowly working on her, because she don't really know God. But she comes, and she said, "Well, church people have mistreated me. Church people have done this to me and said this and that." I said, "But not all church people are the same." I said, "That's exactly what they are and what they were, church people." I said, "But a man and woman of God, watch them." I said, "Watch me. Watch me and see that I won't love you as a white woman just like I love that black woman. I can't do anything different. I've been commanded to love. That's who I am. That is who I am. Walk in love." And I've always walked in love. And you know, the word says once you see the light, you walk therein. And some a white friend asked me, she said, "Are there any prejudiced black folk?" I said, "Mm-hmm. Yes, it is." And I'm still, I just sort of look at you funny if you tell me, "I heard it before. I can't stand white folks." God said that's a command, that you love everybody. He didn't give you no color scale. Now, it's up to you to decide if you can get into heaven without loving somebody. But the word of God says different, doesn't it? The word of God says different. And you know, I was really concerned and so anxious about some of the stuff on the paper I didn't get to. But you know, HG, y'all know HG. That's my friend. I told him when I left the house, I said, "I need you, because I'm the vessel tonight. I'm the vessel. But I need you to speak what your father would speak. You know what somebody need. You know. We don't know. None of us know what a person need. But God Almighty knows. Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches." Woo, glory. When I think about, he used a tree as a symbol. He used the tree as a symbol. And we are the branches. You can get any position, any place you want to be, but start messing up. And that vine is still going to be the vine. But guess what? Them branches, you're going to start hearing crack, crack. So you better stay connected. Because Jesus is like the tree that's planted by the water. And when he's planted by the water, there's always going to be a flow. There's never going to be a drought. Oh, you're going to always have plenty. And that tree just going to keep putting out. It's going to keep putting out. If it's a orange tree, them oranges going to be good, big, and sweet. If it's an apple tree, because God don't produce no mess. God do not produce no mess. But this is in him. In him. God Almighty. In him. Well, it looks like I'm about finished. Let me check my book and make sure. And that's good for me. But you know what? The Lord said, and it was in a healing class out here at the church, and it wasn't about four or five of us. And the thing about God, he's an awesome God, and he's just God. I had some things that was hanging on to me. I had some baggage, but it was baggage from my past, baggage where my husband had put on me, my children had put on me, and I was carrying it. And he began to reveal some things to me, and I've been free ever since. I've been free. But I'm like, Lord, I said, people tell me, oh, Marie loves to talk. She talks all the time. I said, but everybody that said that be talkers too. They don't never say, well, Marie do all the talking, because if I did, I wouldn't learn nothing. I don't learn a little. I have learned a lot from people who talk. But the Lord said, he showed me that the reason, and I've been this way all my life, the reason I talked so much was I wanted people to like me. I wanted people to love me. But in him, I found out it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't like me or don't love me. I'm still going to love you. And I thank God that I can love those who persecute me. I can love those who may talk about me. You can talk about me and I can hear you, and I'm still going to love you. And my kids, they have never understood that. They call it, you let people run over you. No. In him, who's got the last say so? And then when the Lord started blessing me, you see, I'm not being ran over, because the blessings of God start coming in. And his glory, I began to exalt his name and glorify his name, because I didn't do what everybody else do. I didn't talk about you because you talked about me. I didn't hate you because you hate me. In him, everything that we need for life and godliness. My body is alive. Now, as I said, there's plenty of dead men walking. Dead men walking. You ever heard that? Meaning that they are alive, but they're dead because they don't know what life is. It's a sad situation that so many people, a lot of people, do not know that they're dead. And the only way that they are going to ever live and have life is to find Christ. That darkness that you have in your life and you don't know why it's there, you don't know where it's coming from, is because you are not connected to the vine. It's because your branch is beginning to move. It's beginning to dry up. But tighten up and get in the word of God and start walking in his word, because in him, there's nothing missing, there's nothing lacking, and there's nothing broken. Because if it's broken, you have to fix it. But if it's not broken, don't try fixing it. If it's something lacking, go to Psalm 23, and the Message Bible said, I don't want for nothing. Hey, I don't want for nothing. Nothing lacking, nothing broken, and nothing missing. And if it's not missing, why are you going looking? If I got my purse, I'm not going to have to look for my purse, because I got it right here. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken in him. Glory be to God. Thank you. Praise God. Bishop.